Hey folks, just a quick update from A Plain Truth. What's going down? Fast and furious. 97,000 kids tested positive for the coronavirus in 2 weeks in July. OMG. Going after the children. Remember, first it was the elderly and then the children. This is exactly the plan that Celeste Salom had talked about was going to be happening, who worked in FEMA, who worked on these programs, said exactly was going to happen this way. And now it's happening. They're going after our children, right? They're going to tell you if you go to school and you get infected, they're going to quarantine you and take you off to quarantine camps. I've covered that before. Washington, California, and Oregon changed their child protection laws to allow schools or anyone to take your children away and not even tell you where they're taking them to. So if you do allow your children to go to school, just heads up, folks, just heads up. And hey, all you Trump dumpsters, you're going to love this one. Trump temporary. Remember, everything's temporary. Oh, it's a volunteer vaccine. Then it becomes mandatory when the data says we have to do this. Oh, it becomes temporary. Then it becomes permanent. They always do it temporary, just like they pass all these laws. Oh, it's only until then, and then they extend it, then extend it. Just like the Patriot Act was only supposed to be for a year and a half, 2 years. Boom, and then they extended it. Now it's been 20 years. All right, Trump could temporarily block Americans from returning to the U.S. if they're suspected of having the coronavirus. Nobody in, nobody out. Because I say so. How did one person get so much power? And do you think this idiot sits in his little boxer trunks on his little bed in there and decides what to do? It doesn't work like that. He's reading a freaking script. This is all scripted. That's why they call them scriptures. It's concerning new immigration to temporarily block American citizens. Read that. Block. Block American citizens. Oops. Sorry. In recent months, Trump has imposed sweeping rules that ban entry by foreigners into the United States. Now, by foreigners, do you mean the Mexicans that were here before the people, the Europeans came over? Or do you mean the Native Americans that were here before the Europeans came over? No, we're just talking about the Europeans that came over and killed everybody and kicked everybody else out. Our ancestors. But those rules have exempted two categories of people to return, American citizens and non-citizens who have already established legal residence. Again, keeping out anyone coming in from the country that is not a, quote, legal residence. Now, a draft regulation would expand the government's power by sole decree to prevent entry by citizens and legal residents in individual limited circumstances. Under the proposal, which relies on existing legal authorities of the Center for Disease and Prevention, so it relies on existing legal authority by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Again, who's running the country now? It's FEMA. It's the health, the towns, the local health officials. They have more power than the police and have more power than the mayors, more power than the board of directors now, by design, by decree. Because they said it so. The government could block a citizen or legal resident from crossing the border into the United States if an official, hey, you're an official, you can do this, any official, as long as you're official, let's make this official, reasonably believes that the individual may have been exposed to or is infected with the communicable disease. And now they're talking 3 million have contracted the invisible disease and nobody's dying. You're not hearing ambulances running around. You're not seeing hospitals filled up. You don't know anybody that's died of the virus. If you do know somebody that's died, it wasn't from the virus. It was from a symptom that had nothing to do with the virus. Why? Because there is no virus. It's all made up. There is no contagion. You can't contaminate another. It's all bullshit. Wake up, folks. Last video I showed you how you can write your own community laws, Bill of Rights. Do it. Do it now. Organize. They're shutting down the borders. I showed you where Oregon's shutting down. In New York, going into New York, you're going to have to be tested. I showed in Rhode Island, they're pulling people over. The cops, National Guard, pulling people over. Just to make sure you're out of, you know, you're doing your quarantine. You're doing your quarantine. Quarantine is a term used in martial law. They deploy troops. They quarantine. That's martial law language. And we are under martial law since 1933. Look it up. Anyway, just a short heads up. And here you go, adding salt to the wound. Not only is it a massive debt, Social Security will be vulnerable under Trump's plan for payroll taxes. So he's deferring payroll taxes, and he's making it retroactive if you made $104,000 or less. Effective August 1st, employees therefore may see extra money in their paychecks, which normally be paid towards Social Security. But it's because it's a deferral, not a cut, those taxes will still be owed eventually. And what else? Trump's election messing with Social Security and Medicare. Yes. And why does this affect so many people? It's victorious on November 3rd. I plan to forgive these taxes and make permanent cuts to the payroll. I'm going to make them all permanent at the expense of the Medicare, Medi-Cal. And there's one big deal about this all that doesn't seem to matter to Trump or anybody else in the stupid system of politics we have. Critical safety nets for tens of thousands of Americans are financed by payroll taxes. He's proposing using the word terminate financing for these programs. Well, here's the catch on it, folks. You got to be working in order for you to qualify this. And how many people are out of jobs now? All right. One, there are tens of millions of Americans who aren't working thanks to the economic collapse brought on by the pandemic. So here you go, folks. They're gutting Medicare and Social Security because the debt. And he's also cutting payroll taxes so corporations make more. And watch Wall Street rally again. And then, again, sitting in bed with his boxers, maybe with a little child with him, EPA to lift Obama-era controls on methane, a potent greenhouse gas, again, all for business. The reversal is the latest move in the Trump administration's ongoing effort to weaken environmental rules, but it could quickly undone after the November election. Yeah, right, because we get to vote in pedophile Biden. Hey, right, isn't that great? So he's been gutting the EPA forever, but not like that stopped anything. And then they're going to blame it on climate change, yada, yada, yada. Oh, can't wait to see what's coming up next. All right, hang in there, folks. Be positive. We will win in the long term. Shine that light bright. Darkness cannot exist when your light is shining bright. It ends it. Darkness cannot put out light, but light can end darkness. Tag, you're it.
Okay, auction time. Seems like everyone here has got the fever for the flavor. Alana, what are the headlines?
Flooding in Tennessee is expected to continue through the weekend. President Pence plans to visit the affected areas. The Federal Pandemic Agency has released new guidelines for combating the emerging viral outbreak.
It's under the ground.
What do you mean?
It's a bunker. It's like a bomb shelter or something where paranoid people go and live when they think it's the end of the world. Talk about overreacting. It's just a bad flu season. You wash your hands, you don't buy a bunker. Am I right?
Kamala, we talked about this. There is no vaccine.
Well, something fishy's going on, if you ask me. You mean to tell me the President of the United States doesn't have a vaccine?
And there's the presidential hearse as they head towards Arlington Cemetery. Michael Richard Pence, 46th President of the United States, dead at the age of 61.
First. So, interesting times. And, Robert? Oh, he's a little under the weather. Well, I should be going. What are you doing in there?
I think it's best that I stay in here for the time being.
Do you have it?
I think so.
Fried beans. Why didn't you fry them right the first time? Ugh. Oh, well, this is fun. Let's see what else we have. Desert, rainforest, city street, prairie, country field with an old red barn, Sphinx. Sphinx. There she is. He? There she is. He? Look, I know things are grim, but at least we're safe here. And I bet you there are lots of other bunkers out there just filled with scientists working on a vaccine as we speak. And once they figure it out, they'll give us the all clear and we'll be able to go back home. All right, there you go, Pamela, leveling off. Oh, I can see everything. Well, 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 if it isn't news anchor Lester Holt. Today's news, yum, yum. Today's news, today's news, today's news. Oh, what do we have over here?
Fatal error. Unit lost.